Vice President Joe Biden's December trip to Northeast Asia was meant to reassure U.S. allies Japan and South Korea of its plans to vastly increase resources to the region. But China's sudden expansion of its air defense identification zone to overlap disputed areas in the East China Sea dominated discussions.
But I was absolutely clear on behalf of my president. We do not recognize the zone. It will have no effect on American operations, just ask my general. None. Zero. I've also made it clear that we expect China not to take action that increases tensions or the risk of escalation.
Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. defiantly flew military aircraft through the area, while South Korea expanded its defense ID zone to overlap China's. The International Crisis Group's Dan Pinkston argues the risk to aircraft from the expanded ADIZs is exaggerated.
In no way is it in China's interest to interfere with any of that. Of course, the question is the state aircraft and military aircraft.
As part of its military assertion, China has been drilling its recently launched aircraft carrier in the South China Sea, where it disputes territory with Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. During Biden's trip, a Chinese warship escorting the carrier got in the path of a U.S. missile cruiser, forcing the American ship to change course to avoid collision. Meeting China's rise calls for repairing damage to Seoul-Tokyo relations, says Professor Park Hui-rak at Kukmin University.
Under the current situation, it is difficult to relieve the threat with a separate South Korea-U.S. alliance and U.S.-Japan alliance. So it is necessary to strengthen South Korea-Japan relations, and the U.S. must put forward effort more actively. So I think it will be great for President Obama at the next visit to focus on the U.S. contribution to negotiating closer relations between South Korea and Japan.
In addition to seeking closer ties with Korea, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in December hosted a meeting of Association of Southeast Asian Nations as part of an effort to shore up relations with neighbors who have accused Japan of whitewashing its colonial and World War II aggression. The Japan-ASEAN Summit statement underscored the need for freedom of navigation in the sea and air, a veiled reference to concerns about China. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Seoul.